23. April 9th was Resurrection Day. This is Lou Caverly, co-anchor of the Divided Kingdom. Elizabeth Cubitt Caverly and I are so happy tonight to be able to read to you the glorious events and promise to all Christians throughout the ages. From Matthew 28, first we have verses 1 through 9. At the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not, ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell the disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. And now we go to Matthew 28:16, the Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world.
Yes, our risen Savior is with us now, many centuries later than the crucifixion. His plan of salvation has not changed. Those who repent and accept him as personal Savior are redeemed into eternal life. Those who follow self and Satan go down the road to perdition. So it is that tonight's program is called Holy and Unholy Easter. We begin with the satanic evils against our Savior and against mankind made in his image. Later, we will feature persons trying to stand for godly principles and morality. But first, Lou has another quite shocking piece of news.
Looks like we have another NWO weatherman-type sabotage deal. Gateway Pundit, April 12th, Jim Hoff reporting this headline. Mass casualty incident declared after explosion at dairy farm in Dimmitt, Texas. Nearly 20,000 cattle died. A large explosion and fire broke out at South Fork Dairy in Dimmitt, Texas on Monday night. The cause was still unknown. Reports say the explosion engulfed multiple structures. The smoke from the explosion could be seen from as much as 80 miles away. One person was trapped in the facility, then rescued. Another was airlifted and is now in critical condition in Lubbock, Texas. Jim Hoft comments, It's unclear how a steel structure like this could catch fire so quickly. The structure is about 2,100,000 square feet and is a total loss. This mystery of iniquity by fire, and no doubt sabotage, is echoed in unholy Easter moral abominations. Our risen Savior, Jesus Christ, is sometimes erroneously categorized as never having said a word, as the Old Testament did, condemning same-sex cohabitation. Defendants of sodomy that are mutilating children's bodies to change their sex need to recall Jesus speaking about the Bible's end times. He said it would be like the days of Lot and Noah. I'm going to read now from the Holy Scriptures, Luke 17, verses 26, I believe that's 24 through 29. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, and they were all, and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. So, the website, Now the End Begins, April 1st, 2023, has an article by Jeffrey Grider. Grider says, quote, "If, as Joe Biden said yesterday, that transgenders are the soul of a nation, then we have become as Sodom and like unto Gomorrah," unquote. This pronouncement by Biden was made on March 31st on so-called Trans Day of Visibility. Grider says, "Take a look at the image of Baphomet at the top of this article. I have placed it over a photograph of a transgendered drag queen dancing yesterday at the Minnesota State Capitol Rotunda while it was in session. You will see that Baphomet is a man with breasts like a woman. There's your transgender. He has the head of a goat and two serpents intertwined around a brass pole."
And then, Lou, we have from News Punch, March 31st, 2023, the headline, WEF, and of course that is the World Economic Forum, "Trans people are justified in seeking vengeance on, quote, evil Christians." The World Economic Forum wasn't joking when they said they want to murder your God-fearing grandparents, eradicate your useless children, and sterilize those who don't conform to their radical eugenics agenda. And this week's deep state execution on a classroom of terrified young white Christians was a warning shot by the globalist elite to the rest of America. We are coming for you next.
And from Lifeside News, this headline, "Christian pastor to spend Easter in jail after third arrest related to drag queen storytime protests." Tuesday's arrest by Calgary Police Service apparently involves new charges against Derek Reimer of Mission 7 Ministries. This was, again, from Lifeside News by Anthony Murdoch, Thursday, April 6, 2023. Dateline, Calgary, Alberta. Canadian Christian pastor Derek Reimer of Mission 7 Ministries will spend Easter in jail after he was arrested Tuesday for a third time in a five-week span by members of the Calgary Police Service on charges relating to protesting drag queen story times at public libraries. Reimer's previous bail conditions state that he must stay at least 300 meters from LGBTQ events. Tuesday's arrest appears to involve a slew of new charges filed under a recently enacted Calgary anti-street harassment bylaw. Video of his third arrest was posted online by Pastor Otter Pawlowski, which shows members of the Calgary Police Service handcuffing Reimer and placing him in the back of a police cruiser. A voice in the video, which is not Pawlowski's, can be heard saying, quote, "He's so far away," unquote. After Reimer was handcuffed, the same voice shouted at police, quote, "Freemason, Illuminati psychos," unquote. At that point, a Calgary Police Service officer asked the man in the video if he wants to hold onto Reimer's cell phone, and after taking it, said to the cop, "He will be," quote, "destroyed by God's wrath." The CPS, that is Calgary Police Service, officer in the video noted that Reimer was arrested due to warrants against him. Said the man in the video, quote, "God is in control and you guys are all going down," unquote, after the police car door was closed on Reimer. Tuesday's arrest is just the latest for Reimer. Lifeside News reported that Reimer in late February was forcibly removed from a Calgary public library for protesting a drag queen story time at which he preached that, quote, homosexuality is a sin, unquote. He was then arrested on March 2nd, jailed and charged for protesting at the Children's Drag Queen Story Hour at a public library. He was released from a Calgary jail after he decided to sign bail papers to take care of an urgent medical condition. However, Upon release, Ryan was forcefully arrested again by members of CPS, that is the Calgary Police Service, on March 15th, after appearing to breach his bail conditions by protesting the new bylaw that bans the type of demonstrations that caused his initial arrest. Reimer appeared in court today, but he will stay jailed until at least April 12th, while the Crown and his lawyers go over the new charges. He is facing what police call hate crime violations. In June 2022, Calgary City Council, under left-leaning Mayor Giotti Gondek, amended the city's harassment bylaws to, quote, specifically prohibit insulting or demeaning behavior, including unwanted sexual advances or harassing anyone on the basis of age, race, sexual orientation, disability, gender, gender identity, or gender expression, among others, unquote. Calgary City Council went further still and last month passed a new safe and inclusive access bylaw, which disallows, quote, specified protests, unquote, both inside and outside all city-owned and affiliated public buildings. Gondek put her full support behind the buffer zone bylaw. The bylaw means pastors and concerned parents protesting pro-LGBT events at public buildings will be barred from getting within 100 meters of any such location. And that would be, roughly speaking, 100 yards, or slightly over. Reimer told LifeSite News a few weeks ago that he will remain committed to exposing the evil of these events, which he described as playing into the, quote, perversion and the indoctrination, unquote, of kids. He said, we will be resilient. Someone needs to take a stand here. These are strong Christian leaders that I have linked shields with, and we are going to come together as a team, unquote. Reimer's arrest comes amid a surge in pro-transgender activism sweeping Canada. Last week, Canadian dad Chris Elston was violently assaulted by radical transgender activists in Vancouver for protesting gender ideology targeting kids. Elston is an activist working to expose the extremism of the transgender movement and the dangers of sex changes for kids. But he was grabbed by the throat, then thrown to the ground and punched for opposing gender ideology.
And Lou, we have this agenda everywhere. We have a listener from Missouri who's a veteran and received an addendum from the Veterans Administration about how people are to be treated in veterans facilities, medical facilities. And it was the word, I believe it was sexual harassment, used over and over and over in that letter, and this was the head of the VA, and I believe the head of the VA is something like Denny or Denise, D-E-N-I-S, McDonough, and I'm not certain whether this is a transgender person, but this letter just walked us through over and over and over again about any kind of sexual harassment, touching, teasing, all of these things, so that the real agenda against Christians is never really treated sympathetically. As we noted there in the World Economic Foundation's headline there from Newspunch, trans people are justified in seeking vengeance on evil Christians, but it's not the other way. So then we move on again from LifeSite News. Catholic blessings for LGBT marriage, most viral moments. Pope Francis's latest moves show that he is actively considering major changes to the Catholic Church and her ancient traditions, alterations that will prove catastrophic for believers and their life of faith. Married priests in the Latin Rite, blessings for homosexual couples. I read that wrongly. I want to put a comma there. Married priests in the Latin Rite, quote, blessings for homosexual couples, and easy annulments are just some of the novel amendments that Francis seems to have in mind as he attempts to twist the church to fit in with the modern world. Well, Lou, you and I, as Protestants, we wouldn't look askance at married priests, would we?
No, we wouldn't object to that.
After all, people in the Bible, didn't Peter have a wife?
Yes.
Some of the disciples who had wives? We think that's a healthy thing, but quote, blessings for homosexual couples. As you read earlier, that's certainly far from biblical. So at any rate, LifeSite continues, breaking all of this open and more, our LifeSite News co-founder John Henry Weston and Rome correspondent Michael Haynes. And then I believe there was a video that would tell more about Pope Francis's agenda. And then I think we move right on.
No.
And I have the beginning of the next. Now, you see, we're in the culture watch, too, as we observe this holy and unholy Easter. And this particular large school system, it is the largest in Maryland, has been in the news before. We've been reporting, I think it was Fairfax County, wasn't it, last year?
Yes, I think
it had all the LGBTQ trouble, and now this is Montgomery County. And yours truly once worked in Prince George's County, Maryland, as a teacher, and I thought the benefits would be better in Montgomery County. I heard my friends talk about this, and I was a reading specialist, so I actually resigned, and I was on my way up there, and I had an interview, and it was one of those moments in life when you know you made a wrong turn. It was very disillusioning. Instead of being a reading specialist, I would just be one of other curriculum specialists. History, everything was mixed together. It seemed like a big mishmash, and I thought, oh, this isn't the same kind of quality devoted to reading. I wonder if I can get my old job back, and I did. I got back in, and I never looked back. So at any rate, this big school system here is a rather, can we say, definitive template for possibly other school systems if the globalists have their way. Maryland's largest school district is teaching four-year-olds about LGBT pride without parents' consent. And this is Raymond Wolf, Thursday, April 6, 2023. One of the largest and most radically pro-LGBT school districts in America is indoctrinating children into LGBT ideology as early as age four without parents' consent or even their knowledge. Montgomery County Public Schools, MCPS. Anytime you hear me read that, or Lou, you'll know that's Maryland County Public Schools.
I think you meant Montgomery.
Montgomery,
County.
Yes, Montgomery, I did. Thank you. Located in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., announced in an email on March 23rd that parents can no longer opt their children out of pro-LGBT books and lessons. The district, and again, that's Montgomery County Public Schools, which has more than 160,000 students, will not even notify parents before exposing children to transgenderism and homosexuality, according to the email. MCPS's expectations are for all classrooms to be inclusive and safe spaces for students, including those who identify as LGBTQ plus, or have family members in the LGBTQ plus community, the email said. Quote, a broad representation of personal characteristics within curricular or instructional materials promises and promotes this desired outcome. The statement added that, quote, there is an expectation that teachers utilize these inclusive lessons and texts with all students. Students and families may not choose to opt out of engaging with any instructional materials, except for a sexual education class, it continued. Quote, as such, teachers will not send home letters to inform families when inclusive books are read in the future, end of quote. The email comes after controversy over a list of pro-LGBT books for elementary schools at MCPS, and again, that's Montgomery County Public Schools, approved last year. The books teach children words like drag queen and, quote, intersex.
One book for pre-K children, ages 5, I'd make that 4 to 5, celebrates, quote, pride parades, unquote, which regularly feature public homosexual acts and nudity. Another book targeting kindergartners, ages 5 and 6, titled Uncle Bobby's Wedding, celebrates a same-sex, quote-unquote, wedding. For second graders, ages 7 to 8, MCPS approved a book titled My Rainbow, about a black transgender child. A book for third graders, ages 8 to 9, Prince and Knight, that's its title, centers around a male homosexual relationship, and a book for fourth graders, ages 9 and 10, Love Violet, glorifies a young girl's lesbian tendencies. MCPS staff and this is a statement by the MCPS staff, as we honor Intersex Awareness Day, check out the main character of the Grade 6 book, Candy Wampus, which was recently approved for instructional materials. Let's all learn more about the I in LGBTQIA. Though MCPS told Fox News at the time that it allowed parents to opt their children out of the books, a presentation by the district from August urged teachers to reject opt-out requests. The presentation also encouraged teachers to chastise students who describe transgenderism as quote-unquote weird. Over 70 parents protested the district's new policy at a Montgomery County School Board meeting last week, the Daily Caller reported. And here we have a quote. "My child, you know, he's going to be reading My Rainbow next year," one mother of a first grader at MCPS told the Daily Caller. "He's going to be learning words like cisgender and transgender. That's really heavy for his age," unquote.
In 2020, Montgomery County Public Schools became the first school district in the country to introduce an LGBTQ studies course, which is now offered at several high schools in the district. The curriculum for the course was written by homosexual and transgender students and members of a local LGBT activist group. MCPS includes LGBTQ references in high school U.S. history classes as well. Pardon me. The district, which celebrates Pride Month, has also performed audits to promote LGBTQ-related content and examples in math, science, and social studies classes, including for grades K through 5, according to an MCPS presentation from 2020. The presentation notes that MCPS has partnered with the Human Rights Campaign, the largest pro-LGBT pressure group in the U.S., and an outspoken supporter of sex changes for children. Now, Lou, as a former master mathematician and teacher, what do you think about this, about watering down science and math and social studies, putting in all these subjective kinds of LGBTQ information?
Well, first of all, let me say that there is no way in the world that you can justify having any of that in math. None of that has the slightest thing to do with math. You might as well say, we're going to put in something about cooking class today in our math classes, and not having anything to do with measurements or anything like that, which might have some legitimacy. But just for the sake of putting it in, so we can put it somewhere.
Putting social values into an objective subject like
that's
math.
That's right. That's right. And another thing, too, you wonder why countries like China are doing much better in their test scores than the United States. In fact, I think the United States is way at the bottom. Or if it's not at the bottom, it's certainly doing much more poorly than it was many years back, or even a relatively short time ago. Here's one of the reasons why. You're taking class time for this, what I would have to call pure garbage.
And it's an explosion. It isn't cattle. How many thousands of cattle died there in Texas? A fire, an explosion. There's a fire and an explosion going on in the minds of children, in the hearts of people in these school systems. And, you know, Lou and I feel very upset about this because we were good educators. We received good grades on the work we did with children. So we really hate this very, very much. So now, moving on again in this story, a teenager who attended a Montgomery County middle school and began identifying as non-binary at age 14 told the Washington Post in 2021 that her school, quote, taught lessons about sexual orientation and gender identity in health class. Last year, MCPS sparked outrage for moving to adopt a, quote, health framework that includes sexuality lessons beginning in pre-K. Under the framework, which MCPS deleted from its website after criticism, pre-K children would be taught about, quote, same-gender families and, quote, bodily autonomy. Kindergartners would be instructed to, quote, recognize a range of ways people express their identity and gender. and learn about, quote, people of all gender identities. Parents would not be able to opt their children out of the lessons before the fourth grade. You know, I just interject here. If I had children or grandchildren, do you really think they would be in a public school at this time in former America's history?
I'll certainly second that.
They'd be homeschooled.
Yes.
Let's go on. What else is true in this terrible, terrible apparatus called Montgomery Public Schools?
In May, MCPS's Cedar Grove Elementary faced backlash for encouraging students to honor the Pride flag by reciting LGBT quote-unquote values. And I'll interject, I wonder what that's all about. I guess I can guess. Continuing, in August, MCPS again stoked controversy for giving middle schoolers an assignment to create an LGBT flag. I was going to say LGBTQ. They just say LGBT flag, or write a letter asking a quote-unquote transgender author to, quote, speak to our school, unquote. A mother with multiple children in the school district told the Daily Signal last month that her second-grade daughter was exposed to a video at Kensington Parkwood Elementary School, quote, celebrating Pride Month, unquote, and promoting LGBT activists, including child sex abuser Harvey Milk. The video taught children terms such as lesbian and transgender. Now, I'll interject again. Keep in mind, that was for a second-grade girl that this was going on, which would be roughly age, I suppose, 6 or 7. Going on with the article, she added that her son, who attends MCPS's North Bethesda Middle School, has a pride flag in all of his classrooms. She said, quote, I don't feel, as a parent, this is appropriate for my child. I felt I had no power over my own kid's education. And a subheadline says, LGBT clubs in every school. Montgomery County Public Schools' promotion of LGBT ideology impacts virtually every school and student in the district. Each MCPS middle school and high school has an LGBT school club, which is typically referred to as a, quote, Gender and Sexuality Alliance, unquote, GSA, according to Bethesda Magazine. A student-led group called MOCO Pride, that's M-O-C-O, I guess for Montgomery County, MOCO Pride Student Association coordinates the GSAs, and an activist with a local LGBT group meets regularly with them. News site MOCO 360, MOCO 360 reported. Montgomery County Public Schools has at least 5 elementary schools with LGBT clubs, including a school named after Bayard Rustin, a socialist homosexual activist. The elementary school group are dubbed Rainbow Clubs.
And, you know, here we can comment that the scriptures that you read at the beginning of this program are certainly familiar in the memories of many of our Divided Kingdom listeners. And do tell others to visit our website and hear our listening archives, DividedKingdomRadio.com. Again, that's DividedKingdomRadio.com. Tell them to hear us on shortwave at WWCR and at WWCR.com on the Internet. The shortwave Thursday evenings, 4840 megahertz at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, repeating on Saturday morning, 7.490 megahertz at 8 a.m. Eastern. And again on Mondays, 9.350 megahertz, 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Those of you who are listening, especially I think the shortwave listeners, you do remember a childhood in which you attended Sunday school and you had wonderful teachers. At least Lou and I can remember that we did. And we learned the Bible stories. We learned the truths of God. But we can see now the heroes of today are not David against Goliath. They're convicted pedophiles. They're drag queens. They're this Bayard Rustin. Give us his bio again, Lou. What did you say he was known for?
He was known as a socialist homosexual activist.
And then we had Harvey Milk, He goes back to our younger years, doesn't he? We
yes,
remember
I think,
him.
I think in San Francisco, as I recall.
I think so. So all of these are Baphomet figures, and there isn't an innocent kind of live and let live. That's what we're seeing. There is a rampage of agenda. And we can remember there was a writing years and years ago that we are coming for your young men. We are coming. We will find them in the corridors. We will get them everywhere we can. And so this is not an innocent kind of thing. A couple programs ago, we brought to you the story of a so-called couple and what they did, abusing sexually their own adopted sons, who were adopted through a so-called Christian organization. And again, I ask, where are these neutered pastors in America? Dr. Franklin Graham, who told people to go take the COVID shots and then got myocarditis himself, he's out with his van. I think it's showing love, something like that in America. We have all these nice little platitudes, but no one is going to Montgomery County Public Schools and rooting out this poison that is harming our children. Nobody. These pastors are not coming out on Fox saying this must stop, this removing of children's genitals, this savagery. It's just like the Aztecs going up there on a hill, having human sacrifice, tearing out someone's heart. But worse, because it's these babes, these children. Lou and I cannot stay silent. We remember the children we helped also when we tutored them. These were mostly children, we think now, who were damaged by the vaccines. They were ADD, attention deficit disorder, which is a milder case on the spectrum of autism. We saw these poor children. One little girl kept saying, look for like, look for like, look for like. She said, I'll never get this, will I? I said, oh, yes, you will. But why should children be cursed? Why should our families in America be cursed? If you aren't going to stand up soon and tell others about this program should be growing. We think that 88,000 people once visited our website, and we thank our wonderful webmistress, Angel, for her devotion and expertise through these years. We thank Todd and Dawn Waite for Global Star Communications. When we had no way to stay on the mostly gatekeeping patriot networks, we believe, we had no way, but we were rescued. We thank some people who have really been devout, true Christians standing up to help this message get out, because we just can't have this happening. Back to Montgomery County Public Schools, it heavily indoctrinates teachers in LGBT ideology, including with mandatory annual training. Now, Lou, if we were teachers, this is where we would have to walk out. We couldn't stay in the school system.
No, we simply couldn't.
We couldn't do that anymore. We couldn't. Pushing them to engage in LGBT activism with students. The district encourages teachers to give their pronouns to students when introducing themselves and to provide them with forms to specify their, quote, preferred name and pronouns. These things are lunacy. They're so bizarre, they're out of some kind of an Alice in Wonderland fantasy book. It's not real life, and real life would be going to vacation Bible school in a little town, going to Sunday school, hearing the scriptures, knowing God's truth and God's word. But where are those pastors? Where are they? They don't seem to be able to rally themselves to stand against any evil. I guess they're waiting for the pre-tribulation rapture, which is by no means certain. It's not stated there in the Bible. You could argue, we could all argue, will it be mid-tribulation rapture, pre, post? But we know that God nailed it when he had Jesus say, only the Father knows when I'm coming back, the hour. Isn't that right, Lou?
That's right. He says, not even I know, not even the Son knows, only the Father.
It's pretty pompous of everybody to always be making a big issue out of this when the real truth is, God said he was looking for a man or a woman to stand in the gap. He was looking for someone to save those little children. But instead, we're going to have all these figures who are so perverted and so overdone with the evil that they will have the millstones around their necks. And Jesus, we know what he said about this. It would be better if they had that millstone and were drowned. So now we have, back in this article, Lane Cogdill, a non-binary genderqueer teacher at Silver Spring International Middle School, told Fox News in February that she, quote, introduces and explains her gender identity when she meets students each school year. Whoopie-doo! Didn't you want to go to school, carry your little lunchbox, Lou, and didn't you want to learn math? You didn't want to get a graduate fellowship because of your math ability. You wanted to go in and you wanted to hear your teacher tell you about her gender identity.
I'm speechless.
Yeah, you are, aren't you?
I am.
What little kid wants to know any of this? What little kid profits from any of this?
Little kid even has a real sense at that age of sex and gender? I don't remember that I did, unless I was very
that's why,
low.
Lou, that's why I said on an earlier program, there's a big metal chain, and that millstone is moving down it, closer to envelop some figures who are very famous. But what they've done behind the scenes to children, it's unspeakable. So, no, we must stand up. We must stand up for the children. Cogdill added that she tells children to refer to her as capital MX rather than Mr. or Ms., and with the pronouns, quote, Z, that's Z-E, and Z-I-R, while indoctrinating students in LGBT ideology, MCPS cuts parents out of their children's gender issues, actively hiding students' preferred pronouns and transition procedures. Now, here we're coming to something far more sinister. They're hiding the transition procedures. We know what that is, cutting off the breasts, cutting off the penises, getting children as young as 14 years old. Now, the article says the district's gender identity guidelines for 2022-2023 explicitly instruct teachers to keep the, quote, transgender status of students secret. Now, you know, the Bible also says stuff about in the dark. That's where Satan operates, isn't it?
It is, and I'll just give you a couple of verses from Genesis 19 that I think are so apropos here. And the angels are talking to Lot the night before they destroyed the city. It says, "For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxed great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord has sent us to destroy it." That's verse 13. And a few verses down, and while he lingered, that's Lot and his family, they apparently weren't quite fast enough. The men, now these are the angels they're talking about, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters. And then they said to Lot, "Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee. Neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed." So that's God's opinion about these things.
Yes, very, very powerful. And we know earlier that some of the so-called gay men wanted to even rape some of the angels, isn't that right?
That's right. In fact, the angels struck them all with blindness. That's the kind of power they had over these decrepit men.
Yes, and you know, if we on this program are saying something that you don't believe, and maybe you're working for the New World Order, and you think, well, they're just old fuddy-duddies, you know, I'm going to stick with where I get the money with those big tanker planes. I like to spray, especially in the neighborhood there where Lou and Elizabeth live, but that's not the only neighborhood all over America. We're going to spray barium aluminum. We're going to dump JP-8 jet fuel. We might put some mycoplasmic fungi spores down. Maybe we're going to even be told that we're going to put some nanotechnology stuff down there. Oh, yeah, we're making good money. We'll keep it up. But, you know, I've told this story before, and it's true that my great-great-grandmother was dying, and my great-aunt, I slipped because I always hear Sophia, but we really called her Sophia. My great-aunt Sophia was sitting in a rocking chair, and she was singing to a little baby, the child of her sister. And her sister had died sometime after childbirth. She's singing to the child, so you know this is not a dream. And all of a sudden, the old latch on the curving old stairway in the old farmhouse opened, and a white being came down and shining and said to my Aunt Sophia, "I've come for your mother." And they went upstairs, and my great-great-grandmother was dying. Now, that is a true story. And, you know, when my mother told that to me, this is way back in the 1970s, I could hardly wait till I saw this very, very elderly Aunt Sophia again. She was hobbling along with a cane, and I sort of accosted her out of nowhere. Is this true? You know, I was very impetuous, and I told her, and it, after all these years, it shook her up. She looked visibly shaken. She said, "Yes. That's exactly how it happened." Now, Lou and I are telling you, angels are real. God is real. Jesus is real. You might like to tell yourself that it's okay if you are doing things with children sexually, but it isn't okay. You have to repent. You might tell yourself it's okay. You're making money, spraying everybody. It isn't okay. And now, we really do have to move on. I have number six. Is that next?
There was a little bit left in five.
All right, why don't we finish up with, it's Montgomery County Public Schools, isn't it? Finishing it up?
That's right. This is a quote from their guidelines. School staff members should address students by the name and pronoun corresponding to their gender identity and make efforts to maintain the confidentiality of the student's transgender status, unquote. As of 2022, students can use gender X markers on documents by completing a form with a counselor. And a related article, which we don't have time to read today, Maryland's largest school district reports 582% increase in gender non-conforming students.
Now, we see the results of all this propaganda, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And now
it's become a fad.
Yes, and the brainwashing. The brainwashing is working. Now, we have to move on to the serious kinds of governmental guidance in all of this. Now, we have Natural News. Friday, April 7th, by Bell Carter, Biden administration promotes child mutilations during roundtable with gender-confused kids. President Joe Biden's administration recently hosted a roundtable to, quote, affirm gender dysphoric children and signify his regime's unwavering support of life-altering chemical and surgical gender reassignment procedures. According to the White House, the roundtable on affirming transgender kids was held on March 31st to, quote, hear directly about the joys, hopes, and challenges that transgender children are experiencing and commemorate the April 1st Transgender Day of Visibility. The meeting was hosted by Domestic Policy Advisor Ambassador Susan Rice and U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy. Quote, transgender kids and their parents shared their experiences living in states that have attacked their rights, discussed how these laws have impacted their mental health, and highlighted how parents are protecting their children, the White House said in a statement. The Biden administration has taken a hard-line stance in favor of, quote, transitioning minors and condemned leaders who disagree as close to sinful. Lou, we're close to sinful because we're saying that it's a travesty, it's a murderous crime to cut off 14-year-old girls' breasts and 13-year-old boys' penises. We're
close
to evil. This is what our government, this is what the Biden regime has told us. Quote, back to this article, but recent events have critics convinced that America's child mutilation supportive regime loses its support when the gender-confused young people realize they have to detransition. According to studies, more than 80% of kids experiencing gender dysphoria outgrow it on their own by late adolescence. Even full reassignment surgeries fail to, and that's in quotes, reassignment surgeries, fail to resolve their heightened tendency to engage in self-harm and suicide. In fact, they may even exacerbate it. Also, surgically or chemically reinforcing gender confusion imposes irreversible harm on children, such as infertility, impairment of adult sexual function, and reduced life expectancy, as well as the psychological toll of being locked into physical alterations, regardless of whether they change their minds when they mature. An example of it is Chloe Cole's story. She is a former female-to-male, FTM, transgender, who plans to file a case against her health care providers that convinced her to undergo gender-affirming procedures. Cole said, in her intent to sue notice, that she underwent a harmful procedure between the ages of 13 and 17 years old, which constitutes a breach of the standard of care. She took puberty blockers and off-label cross-sex hormone treatment and went through a double mastectomy when she was 15. Oh, Lou, isn't it horrific?
It certainly is.
Related detransitioner Chloe Cole to sue doctors who forced her to undergo gender-affirming procedures. The 18-year-old teenager is now suffering from deep emotional wounds, severe regrets, and distrust for the medical system. She has suffered physically, socially, neurologically, and psychologically, and lost social development with her peers, milestones that can never be reversed or regained. Another example that led to a very tragic ending was the story of Yaley Martinez, a 19-year-old to whom gender transitioning was touted as a possible cure for her depression in high school. The decision was supported by a high school counselor who withheld what she was going through from her mother. The troubled girl killed herself after trying to live as a man for 3 years.
We have trans activist militants get violent with NCAA swimming star Riley Gaines for refusing to bow down to the trans cult of lunacy. Friday, April 7th by J.D. Hayes, naturalnews.com. Once again, militant leftists who devoted for Democrats have proven they belong to a party, an ideological movement of intolerance. Riley Gaines, a former champion collegiate swimmer for the University of Kentucky, was reportedly physically assaulted on Thursday after giving a speech on saving women's sports at a Turning Point USA and Leadership Institute event held on the campus of San Francisco State University, report said. Fox News noted that Gaines' husband, Lewis Barker, said he had had a number of brief conversations with her while she barricaded herself inside a room near the venue where she was speaking after being led there by police. Gaines herself took to Twitter to call out the intolerant leftists. Quote, the prisoners are running the asylum at SFSU, that's San Francisco State University. I was ambushed and physically hit twice by a man. She wrote in a post showing her being quickly ushered into the room amid catcalls and threats of violence. Quote, this is proof that women need sex-protected spaces. Still, only further assures me that I'm doing something right. When they want you silent, speak louder. Unquote. And Eli Bremmer, Miss Gaines' agent, said in a lengthy statement to Fox News, quote, tonight, Riley Gaines spoke at San Francisco State to share her personal story of competing against a biological male athlete, Leah Thomas, at the Women's NCAA Swimming Championships last year. He goes on to say, in the past year, her goal in speaking at universities has been to educate her peers about her experience and what the impact of the growing number of biological males in women's sports will do to the integrity of Title IX. She has been questioned in civil and somewhat uncivil manners about her views many times, and she thoroughly encourages diverse viewpoints and debate on the issue. And Bremmer added, instead of a thoughtful discussion tonight at SFSU, Riley was violently accosted, shouted at, physically assaulted, and barricaded in a room by protesters. It is stunning that in America in 2023 it is acceptable for biological male students to violently assault a woman was standing up for women's rights. This will not stop Riley from boldly educating people on the dangers of biological males in women's sports. She will continue to speak the truth against the radical left that no longer understands the difference between men and women.
And I think we will move on from that.
Yes.
With this spirit of confusion and a reprobate mind all over America, we don't have the guidelines that we hold God in awe. His wisdom is omniscient. His Bible is our guide to life. But in unholy Easter, we have the counterfeit tools of Satan, his deception with some danger of satanic even possession. LifeSite News: Exorcist calls Holy Spirit board game a deception of the devil that's actually a Ouija board. Father Ernesto Maria Caro issued a warning that Ouija games and all this are forbidden in the Bible. This was by Louis Nufke, Wednesday, April 5th at LifeSite News. An exorcist from the Diocese of Monterrey, Mexico, is warning that a deceptively marketed board alleging to allow one to communicate directly with Jesus Christ and to, quote, answer all of life's most important questions is really another Ouija board, putting one instead in direct communication with a demon. And so we shorten this a little bit, that apparently this Holy Spirit board game is available on Amazon, the exorcist warned the devil is always looking for different ways that he can trap all the victims that he can take for him, and this is one. The game is marketed for Christians and is covered with Christian images of God, the crucifixion, the angels, and a dove representing the Holy Spirit. It is advertised online as perfect for churches, prayer groups, or just getting together with friends. Players ask questions, and a pendant in the form of a cross moves to provide an answer without anyone touching the cross, just as a triangle does on a Ouija board. This is called divinization. And there was a second article about this, that apparently there were some strange effects. Parents blame a occultic Ouija board after dozens of students hospitalized for anxiety. And this was in Galeras, Colombia, again from LifeSite News. And 30 school kids in majority Catholic Colombia were taken to the hospital last month for, quote, anxiety. And these kids had been playing with this kind of, we would call it a Christianized Ouija board. And so in November, teachers at the Agricultural Technical Institute in Hato, Colombia, discovered that 11 teens ranging from 13 to 17 years old had lost consciousness in the school hallway. And this was another incident, I believe. This was not the same one as in Galeras. And in this report, the teens suffered from violent vomiting, abdominal pain, and muscle spasms. And five of them were taken to the hospital, and they had been playing with the game. Now, afterwards, the teens claimed that they drank from the same glass. Medical reports stated that their condition had been brought on by food poisoning, but there are always a lot of extra questions about things like this. And we know now we're talking about a holy and an unholy Easter. We're going to run out of time, but we have to give you a headline here. Washington State spends millions of taxpayer dollars buying 3-year supply of abortion pills. And they're doing that so that they are ready. They have taken unprecedented action to get this supply of mifepristone, an abortion medication used, he says, for 2 decades. Lou had some things on that, too. Quickly, the first pill, the mifepristone, it kills the baby. Isn't that right?
Yes,
then the second one expels it from the mother. These horrific, horrific things. But we promised that we would also tell you some things about Holy Easter if those pastors won't stand up. Here are a few headlines. I think I have most of these, Lou, but here are some good things Christians are doing. Pro-life Virginians, this is LifeSite News, plan Good Friday prayer vigil for the unborn outside abortion center. And this was the Way of the Cross for Victims of Abortion is a national initiative launched by the Pro-Life Action League, which is based in Chicago, Illinois. This group is dedicated to empowering Americans to put their pro-life convictions into effective action in their own local communities. Christians of all denominations have been invited to participate in this solemn ecumenical prayer service. Prayers will be offered for all the victims of abortion, the children lost, the mothers wounded, the communities blighted, as well as those responsible for perpetuating this injustice, from pro-choice elected officials to those working in the abortion industry. Then we had another headline, again at LifeSite News. Florida hockey team will donate ticket proceeds to pro-life pregnancy centers. This was by Emily Mangia Racina, April 5th, 2023. This was in Estero, Florida. And the Florida Everglades hockey team is donating $6 from every ticket purchased to community pregnancy clinics. So this is really heartening. Then I think there's another one. We have pro-lifers sue Minneapolis to overturn unconstitutional abortion buffer zone law. And they're saying there, the Thomas More Society special counsel Eric Cardall says that this violates the Constitution. The complaint is submitted, seeks declaratory and injunctive relief from the violation of free speech, the right of expressive association, and the free exercise of religion, all constitutionally protected rights. And so the city of Minneapolis can't do this, Cardall concluded, about prohibiting disruptive access to reproductive health care facilities and occupying driveways and defining activities in a way that make a calm, polite invitation to converse made from the public right-of-way impossible to achieve. Essentially, it creates what Cardall labels an unconstitutional content-based exclusion zone created exclusively for the purpose of shutting down pro-life speech outside of abortion facilities. Then we had pro-lifers outside CVS Pharmacy. They're protesting after CVS said it would dispense abortion pills. That was in Waco, Texas. So we have some people, some good Christian people, standing up, not ignoring things. Then we had judge rules Indiana can enforce ban on gruesome dismemberment abortion. And that is done late in the game when the mother is carrying the child. So that could change back. We have to watch that situation. And Lou, you wrote an article about Kansas, Bleeding Kansas. Those of you who want to find that article, you can go back to DividedKingdomRadio.com, and you can scroll down under Breaking News. Hit it the second time, Breaking News. And I think it might have been last July. You'd look for July of 2022. And you'll read about Lou and Bleeding Kansas. Well, the Kansas legislature sends Born Alive bill to pro-abortion governor with a veto-proof majority. Yay! Can we hear a cheer for that one?
Yes.
Yes, we can. So, according to the provisions of the bill, doctors and health care workers present at any birth resulting from a failed abortion must immediately provide health care to the baby. No infanticide here, we're saying, we're interjecting. The bill also requires that records should be kept of all births resulting from failed abortions, including induced births. And I think that there are provisions that women can sue for what was done to them in failed abortions. This is an important time we're living in. Will America repent, or will we go on down to the destruction of America? Your food supply, your life, your churches, the churches that are still alive. If you want to support this program, please help us at Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. May the Lord watch over you. Good night.